The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you,
Lord. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here." The Gospel of the Lord. The Pharisees and the scribes wanted a sign, but I don't think, as Jesus recognized it, it's not the problem of seeing a sign, because they have seen many signs, many wonders worked by Jesus, but they still did not believe. It's how we respond to the signs. In the first reading, we have the Egyptians. They saw the signs and experienced the signs that God worked through Moses, especially losing, you know, their firstborn children. And yet, they continued with their hardened hearts and followed the Israelites to bring them back to slavery. They were not open to signs. They wanted the Israelites to remain their slaves, and that's what drove their actions. Then you have the Israelites, they saw the same signs. And yet when they were, you know, encountered another challenge, they panicked, they were afraid, and complained to Moses about God. Why did he lead them out to the desert to die? They could have died in Israel. They did not trust that the Lord will not let them die. So while the Egyptians had hardened hearts, the Israelites had weak hearts. They were afraid. It was out of fear that they doubted the power of God. Then Jesus talks about Jonah, and you know the story of Jonah. God wanted Jonah to go and preach repentance to the Ninevites, who were the enemies of the Israelites, and Jonah did not want to. So instead of going east towards Nineveh, he took a ship and sailed west, and then the storm came in, and he was thrown overboard, and a whale swallowed him and led him back to Nineveh. And then he relented and he preached repentance. He also resisted the will of God. He wanted to do his will. And God led him back to where he wanted to be. And then you have the Ninevites, the pagans, who saw the sign of this person who's technically their enemy, calling them to repent, to escape from the wrath of God. And they listened to him. We're called to be like the Ninevites, not ask for signs, but trust in the love and mercy of God and repent, change our ways, and live according to the will of God. Because at the end, the will of God will be done, whether with our cooperation or without our cooperation. That's the sign that Jesus offers us today. God continues to work wonders in our own life. We can reflect and remember how often God comes to our assistance, how many times he helped us, got us through difficult times. But a lot of times when we come to a new challenge, we too panic. It's normal for us to be afraid, but let's remember and not close our minds to the love and power of God, but trust in him and ask him to replace our fear with his trust, to take away our weakness and give us the courage to stand firm and wait for his saving help.